The Richmond Sockeyes are moving on to round two of playoffs, having eliminated the White Rock Whalers in four games. The Sockeyes are at Minoru Arena's Monday evening to face off against the Delta IceHawks in Game 1 of their second playoff best-of-seven series. The Sockeyes eliminated the Whalers in Game 4 in Richmond a week ago. Game 4 in any series can be challenging, especially for a team that finds themselves trailing and being down by a 3-0 margin in need of a must-win to keep the series and the season alive. Such was the case for the Whalers, who were returning to the fish tank to take on the explosive offensive talent of the Sockeyes, who outscored the Whalers 23-7 in the first three games. Returning to Richmond would prove to be a difficult task for the Whalers, who continued to play undisciplined in a contest that saw both teams force the officiating crew to hand out 86 minutes in penalties. It took all but 21 seconds for Justin Grant to get his third goal of the playoffs, opening the scoring. This was followed by his second goal of the game at 7:36, giving the Sockeyes a 2-0 lead after one period. The first period saw Richmond assessed three minor penalties, giving the Whalers various chances to get on the board, only to be turned aside by the stellar play of Noah Stenvig, who was filling in for Thomas Popa, who was writing a business exam. The Whalers went with Mark Patton between the pipes, who was tested early and often and forced to come up with some key saves to keep the Whalers in the game and the series. The second period saw the Sockeyes continue where they finished in the first with Teo Lin, 3, getting a power play marker at 6:26, followed by Justin Grant getting his third goal of the game at 8:46 for his highlight goal of the night. The Whalers continued to press, and an errant turnover saw Whalers Dylan Heer, 1, jump on a loose puck, getting a power play goal at 15:54. The second period ended with the Sockeyes leading 4-1. The second period saw the officials hand out seven minors, with four assessed to Richmond and three to the Whalers, in a period that saw the Sockeyes outshoot the Whalers by a 20-15 margin and 33-28 after two periods. The third period was a desperation period for the Whalers that would either extend the series or close out the season and advance the Sockeyes to the next round against the Delta IceHawks, who had eliminated North Vancouver the previous night in a four-game sweep. The third period saw the Sockeyes control play in all areas on the ice, with Daniel Joe, 1, getting a power play marker at 10:24, setting up one final goal with Gavin Baines, 2, giving the Sockeyes a 6-1 win, advancing them to the Tom Shaw Conference Finals. The Whalers used Keegan Maddock for the last 7-12 that saw him stop 6 of 7 shots he faced, while the Sockeyes' Noah Stenvig played the full 60 minutes, stopping 33 of the 35 shots he faced. Three stars. First Justin Grant, 3G, 0, 2MD Rajan Parmar, 0G, 4A, third Noah Stenvig, SA 34, SV 33. The Sockeyes advance and face the Delta IceHawks in a best-of-seven game series, with the series as below. Game 1. Monday, March 4th in Richmond. Game 2. Tuesday, March 5th in Ladner. Game 3. Thursday, March 7th in Richmond. Game 4. Sunday, March 10th in Ladner. Game 5. Thursday, March 14th in Richmond, if necessary. Game 6, Sunday, March 17th in Ladner, if necessary. Game 7, Thursday, March 18th in Richmond, if necessary. Steve Erickson handles media relations for the Richmond Sockeyes. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.